Certain arguments that people make, and the argument they make is we have certain genetics within us, and those genetics within us make us go towards a certain lifestyle choice. It makes men go towards men, women towards women, etc., etc. As far as that is concerned, everybody has some gene that is messed up in them. I don't care who you are, you got something messed up in you, including myself. Some of us will have a gene that is messed up and we like to steal. Some of us have a gene that we like just look at women or look at men. Some of us will have a gene that we like to do stupid things. It doesn't mean that just because all of us have a crazy gene in us, now we must go and have laws passed such as, for example, if I like to steal, now we must legalize stealing. Or, for example, Lord forbid, if I like incest, now laws of incest must be passed and say, okay, now we can make incest legal. Or, for example, if I have certain other crazy animal instincts, then that must become legal, now we can have and do things with animals. This is not the way in which what we consider as Muslims a normal society functions. Everyone has predispositions. Everyone has inclinations towards that which is wrong at some point in their life. We don't talk about it. We like to hide it. We like to act better than others. But we know what thoughts goes through our minds. So Allah is saying that all these thoughts that go through your mind, in fact the Quran talks about it, Allah is not going to hold you accountable for it. He only holds you accountable for your action. And as far as your actions are concerned, if they are guided and they are an insight is gained from that which is correct, then inshallah Allah can help us in staying away from enormous amount of wrongdoings. So as far as our deen is concerned, our religion is concerned, we cannot just say I have a predisposition, or I have certain genetic inclination, or I have this or I have that. Because if we were to count the amount of inclinations we have, and the predispositions we have, and the amounts of thoughts that go through our mind, then we will live in a society that is very, very chaotic in nature. And may Allah SWT prevent us, of course, at all times from that. Of course, we also read the following, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will just be left to say, I believe in Allah, or I have Iman, and وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and after saying they believe in Allah, they will not be tested? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have tested people before you, we are going to test you, and we are going to test people after you. That is the system of Allah. That is what makes our Jannah big or our Jannah small. Allah is saying, this is my system. I present rules and I present regulations. You fulfill the criterion of those regulations, I make your Jannah bigger. You do not take part in fulfilling your obligations, then understand full well, there will be tremendous amount of consequences for you to pay, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter to come as well. Allah SWT also says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَذَبَوِّ أَنَّهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفَى, where Allah SWT says the following, and as for those who have Iman, and after bringing Iman in Allah, bringing Iman in Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, performing good deeds, we will thereafter, of course, give them the beauty of Jannah with its splendor, balconies of beauty. As far as streams are concerned, they will be flowing in the most magnificent manner, and they shall live there forever and ever. So Allah is passing two messages. One is, your Iman is always going to be tested. Number one. And number two, upon passing the test of Iman, you will gain your Jannah. أَلَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And in the process of you being tested, you will go through a lot of difficulty. You will lose sometimes wealth, sometimes beauty, sometimes a spouse, sometimes a home, you will go through multiple challenges. You will get angry. You will want to have a tendency of taking part towards arguing beyond which is necessary. Allah says, all these things will come your way. However, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Your duty is to make sabr. Your duty is to endure. Your duty is to make Allah your focal point and give yourself to Allah in that situation. And once you give yourself to Allah in that situation and you make the right choice, then Allah says, I will not only reward you for your sabr, number one, I will not only reward you for having faith in me, Allah, but also I will increase your iman thereafter. So inshallah, if we focus on just these two things that we have observed today, one is desires will come your way. Every type of filthy desire, every type of good desire, these things will flow through your bloodstream, it will flow through your mind. You have to make right choices when those desires are coming towards you. And number two, as far as being tested are concerned, that is something will always continue till the day you die. Also, of course, in the beginning, we spoke about وَلَقَدْ أَعْتِينَا دَاوُدَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا, about basically the story of jinn. And I'd like to talk a little about that, because everybody likes these stories, young people, old people. You know, a few days ago, there was a person that had a problem. So he told me he needs help, and let's call a certain guy who has a jinn. I said, no problem, we'll call him. Now look what happens to the conversation. When I'm talking to the person that has a jinn, I purposely gave some false information. Now jinn, according to all of you, what you all say? Jinn are very smart, people that have jinn, they're very clever, all these things. Not only did the jinn believe my false information, the jinn began adding on to that information as if that information was true. Now can you imagine the problem that can take place? One is I gave false information because I'm testing to see how good that jinn is. Number two, not only did I give false information, I gave false information, the jinn accepted that information and the jinn started adding on to that information. And as the jinn is adding on, I'm accepting that information and the jinn is now creating new data. You see what is happening? The jinn is being fooled. Now imagine you go to that jinn for help, or that person has the jinn for help. What is he going to do with your family? What is he going to do with your family? What is he going to do with you? You see what happens? That is why the ulama have said, to go to those people that deal in the stuff, it is shirk. Not only is it shirk, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, for example, when the jinn went and brought him information, what did he do? He didn't tell another jinn, go and verify that information. He didn't do that. What did he do? He sent what is known as the hudhud. The hudhud is a type of bird. And he says, you go and verify and see if the information that the jinn brought or is giving is accurate in nature. Only then he began to do his analysis. And number two, when Sulaiman alayhi salam died on the stick, there was a stick that was there. When he died, he fell on it. When he fell on that stick, the jinn did not know he died. If jinn are so smart and they are looking at him, how come they didn't know he died? And now many of you are going to all these guys for help. Now you understand that not only they're messing up your life, they're messing up your life of your daughters-in-law, your son-in-law, and they're creating major, major problems. So therefore, Sulaiman alayhi salam, they only found out when he died when? When the worms went into the stick. That means if they were supposed to protect Sulaiman alayhi salam, they should have stopped the worms from going in. The worms went in. The worms ate at the stick. The stick broke. He fell. Then they realized he died. So, Mawlana, they say jinns are very powerful. What power they have? They have no power whatsoever. They only have power to the extent you give them the power. So, my brothers and sisters, yes, I know we suffer. Many people do many things on many of us. That happens. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But let me tell you one thing. When you go to those people for help, I'm telling you right now on record, 90% of them are liars. Their jinn are liars and they too are liars. And if you want to challenge them, bring a person who has a jinn. Bring him over here. I will put crazy thoughts in my head that are lies. That person will pick it up as truth. Now what is that? If you are so powerful, can't you tell I'm lying to you? And I've done this not one time. I've tested many different people that have jinn. That is why I tell people, don't deal with those people. And if anybody wants to give you a jinn, don't even accept it. They would lie. They would ruin your life. And they will ruin other people's lives as well. So anyway, many people like these stories, but they don't like it when I say it like this. But inshallah, you'll do what you have to do in the end. But in the end, as you get older, you'll realize what I'm saying is more true than, of course, lies as well. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhada wa anhamdulillah.